This is October the 6th. This is Shirley Bradley, and I'm going to be interviewing. I will be interviewing Edna Raymont on her real motor car memories. All right, we're at Edna Raymont's home, and this is October 6th, and we're going to be talking about real memories. And I'm going to start by asking Edna where she was born and raised and where she went to school.
Owosso, Michigan. I was born 1916, July the 10th. And I went to school, Washington School, Bryan School, and the high school. That's it.
And that was in Owosso. And when did you...
And then I got a divorce. I was married and got a job in Owosso at Redmond's.
In a restaurant?
No.
No?
In a factory.
In a factory.
And I made $16.40 a week. And you paid $20 a month rent and $4 for a babysitter, which don't meet much. And then I got put my application over here at the Rio in December, summer's in there. And I got a call to come, well, that just before Christmas. And you don't know how good that was for me.
Oh, like a miracle.
It was. And we had Christmas, a nice Christmas. I didn't go out. We started out making, we made $40 a week. That's a big difference, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember what year you hired in?
In 42,
during the war.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can tell you my badge number, 32, 34, 42.
Great.
Isn't that something?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I gave that to Bobby.
Now, where did they put you when you first started? What'd you do?
Well, we went into the Navy Department. And I worked on strikers.
Now, what's that?
A round brass striker where we drill holes in it, but it was so much oil. When you got done working, you was oil soaked from head to toe. I mean, it was terrible.
Did you have to wear any special clothing or anything, or gloves?
I had overhauls.
Overhauls.
Bib overhauls.
Bib overhauls. Okay.
And then on top of that, we were doing the same amount of production as the men, but we didn't get the money the men did. And Ray Reed got us the same amount of pay.
He did?
Yeah. And at the time, we'd get a 5 minutes break in the morning and 5 minutes in the afternoon. That's all you got.
5 minutes? You couldn't really go away from your just long enough to get to the bathroom, maybe?
Yeah, that's it. Just to grab a lot of smoke, you know. So that would be it. And then I got transferred from there in the Navy yet, and I was a relief operator when they took off to go to the restroom or grabbed a cigarette, or then they would, I'd take their job. I got 5% more.
Oh, great. So you could do the different jobs, so
you could
rotate.
Machines, yeah, and I just took over when they went to the restroom.
Mm. Mr. Reed, that you mentioned, was he the foreman in that Navy department?
Ray Reed was the president of the union.
President of the union.
He was a wonderful man.
Oh, okay.
Very, very. For the people. He was for us.
Oh, great. Somebody went to him and said, look, we're not getting equal pay, and we're working as hard.
Of course, some days they didn't do it. You know, women didn't get the money.
Oh, I know it. Yeah.
So that made it nice that Ray did fight for us.
And you had... How many children at that time? You had two to support.
I was single.
You had to come to Lansing, get a place to live. And
then after I got here, I started a rooming house on Christensen Street.
On Christensen?
Where they had they were making bowls for the plane, you know, over there at on Christensen Street. They had that factory. And I charged $10 a week. That was for their board and room. And then during the weekends, a lot of their wives would come down. They were from Grand Rapids, way up north and all over. And they were nice guys. Everyone was treated me wonderful.
Good.
And I had my mother, she lived with me, my cousin. But I remember I bought a half a hog. I'm not a butcher, but I butchered that hog.
Really?
Oh, that was a mess. And then they'd bring me rabbits, and I'd clean them, you know, and we'd have that. You know, meat was hard to get.
Well, yes, it was rationed.
You had to have a card to get it, see, but a lot of the guys would give us their cards, see.
Now, that half a hog, did you have to have ration stamps to get
no,
that?
No, I didn't. I bought it from a farmer.
Oh, and he didn't require you to give him. He just needed the money.
Yeah.
Huh.
But that was funny. You should have seen me butchering a hog. I'll never do that again. You do a lot when you have to, you know.
Oh, I've always said that.
Yeah, you do. But
amazing.
These guys were just wonderful guys. They were, I don't know, they kind of kept an eye on my mother and I, you know.
Oh, wasn't that nice? Yeah. So it was a good for everybody.
Yeah.
And they had a place to live,
and
they could walk to work.
But this one guy, his name was Dick Lau, he says, well, I'm going to stop, and but I'm only going to stay about a week or two. He says, I don't think I'll be here any longer. You know, his two brothers and dad moved in until I got married.
Well.
Then they had to move.
That'd be... L-O-W, Lau?
L-O-W-E,
okay.
Yeah.
E-E?
L-O-W-E, Dick, his name was. But that
yeah,
was something,
I got that.
You know. Stop just to stay a couple weeks, you know.
Yeah.
I had the whole family.
That's wonderful.
Oh, they were wonderful people.
So you stayed in the Navy Department during the whole
yeah,
war?
Yeah, until we got laid off.
And that would have been after the war?
Yeah.
Like 46,
uh-huh,
maybe?
Yeah. And then we had our soup kitchen, you know, during
no,
the war.
No, tell me about that.
I mean, when we got laid off, you know. Well, we had that down on Isabel Street down there. I think it was where the tavern was at one time. The tavern's there now.
Okay.
But the farmers would bring in their food, you know, whatever they could bring, and we'd cook.
Surplus.
Yeah. And, well, they just did it anyway to help us. Because a lot of people, they, like Louie's family, they even came. Louie and Kiki and the little kids, you know. And a lot of them brought their family because they didn't have the money to buy. No money coming in.
So the food came from the farmers, and
yeah,
they brought it in and gave it to
cooked.
You, and you got, and you gals all cooked it
yeah,
up.
Mm-hmm.
There was a kitchen there.
Yeah, soup kitchen.
The soup kitchen.
It was something.
Didn't know about that.
You did?
No.
Did you know we walked out too?
No, tell me. Why?
Because we didn't. They didn't want to give us a raise. The Rio didn't.
This is before the strike.
This is during the war.
During the war.
Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Didn't you?
Mm-mm.
There was a big article in the paper at the time. There was only one girl. I seen her quite a long while back. Can't think of her name, but she was the nicest gal you can work with. But her husband was in service, and she was the only one that didn't go out.
Mm.
But we all went out, and we got a raise. Not much, but we got a little bit. And I never forget that. We wasn't out very long.
So what did you do? Did you you got together and agreed that you'd have a walkout?
Yeah.
And you walked out during the working day? Or the
yeah.
You were on double shifts then or something?
Oh, three shifts.
Three
had.
Shifts.
I hated that.
Did you? What shift were you on when the walkout happened?
That was on days.
On days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everybody agreed, and you
uh-huh,
just shut your machines off,
out.
And everybody
uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, after went home?
A lot
home.
Of people don't remember that we walked out.
And you just, did you all just go home, or did you?
We walked, stood around, and then we walked the picket line.
How long? And
it wasn't very long.
Wasn't
very
like was a day or two or a week?
I think it was about a week anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. But a lot of people didn't know that.
I must have heard it back when my mother worked it when I was a kid, but I don't remember that. Well, she didn't work in the Navy Department, so maybe that's why I didn't.
It was during the war, though.
Yeah, but she was in the out on the receiving docks
well,
at that time.
She wouldn't be.
She wouldn't have heard about it.
No, she wouldn't have been in that.
No. Yeah. So they finally came and met with you and said, okay, you can have your raise?
Yeah, they gave us a raise. It wasn't very much.
Was that when Mr. Reed stepped in to help get you a raise, or was
that
was separate?
Afterwards.
That was separate.
Afterwards,
okay.
Yeah. And then after we got laid off from the Navy, then we started with the lawnmower.
After the war is over.
Yeah.
Now you're in the lawnmower department.
Yeah, I'm in the lawnmower now.
I know that there were a lot of strikes and things in 46, a steel strike and a coal strike and
yeah, awful lot,
something else, and my
yeah.
mother was out of work for almost yeah. a year, I think.
Oh, my God.
She worked in a restaurant down on what is now the LCC campus.
Oh, is that right?
It was a little restaurant down there near the Trio Sandwich Shop, uh-huh. around the corner from it, And I guess the thing was then, if they caught you working somewhere else, they, you couldn't go back. They wouldn't hire you back. But so it was always an open secret. Yeah. Don't tell anybody
well,
I'm working here.
No, you didn't tell anybody.
No, and there wasn't any unemployment.
I worked at the 701 Club. I got, how much was it, $15 a week, I think. No, I guess I made more, a little more than that. But I made good in tips, see, because the boys were coming home. And then... But otherwise, my unemployment was only, I think, $20 a week, and that wasn't very much to live on.
Mm-mm.
So I did go out to 701. I was about, I was, oh, not the bartender, but I was served
the drinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
701 Club, where was that?
That was a veteran club out on Grand River.
Oh, East
Grand River.
East Grand River, toward East Lansing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I worked there quite a while.
And how long were you there before you went back to the shop?
Well, not very long, because I got back in the
into the lawnmower.
Thank God.
And what did you do in the lawnmower department?
Machines, again.
What did, were you...
Working parts, you know, making parts.
Making the parts mm-hmm. for the lawnmowers. Mm-hmm. And you worked, by then they only, had they gone down to one shift, or were they still double shift?
We had just, if I remember right, it was just one shift.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But, you know, when you worked on the machines, some of these people who didn't work very fast, you could really make the money. In fact, I think I was the first one to turn $15 in a day.
Oh, now was that for production?
Yeah.
You, the more production you turned out, the more you could make. So
well,
it was
you
like,
couldn't turn any more than $15. You wasn't supposed to turn that, but I did.
Oh.
I started, and the rest of us went along. But you get on some of these jobs and these older people, it was something you could really make the production.
Hmm.
In fact, I don't want to, I'm not bragging, but Carl...
Lautenschlager?
No, Carl, he's a time study guy.
Oh.
I mean, he timed you on his job, and he made the remark, you never like to time me because I work too fast. I did. I was a fast, really a fast operator.
I bet. Must be.
Yeah. In fact, when I left, well, that's getting ahead of my story, but anyway, I've always made top dollar, you know, and as much as I could turn in.
Because you worked hard.
Yeah, I had my production ahead. That's something.
Yeah, it's amazing. You should feel good about that.
Yeah.
About those years and being able to do that and support your family. And
then, you know, even when we got in the press room then, I went down the motor plant. After I left, the lawnmower went down.
Oh, okay, so you were in the lawnmower and then...
Went down the motor plant.
You went to the motor plant from the lawnmower?
Mm-hmm.
Well, back, so, okay.
I was,
okay.
Instead of getting a layoff, I got transferred down there.
Oh, I understand. Okay. And who did... Let's go back for just a minute into the lawnmower. Do you remember any of the people you worked with or the foreman or anybody
the
like
foreman.
That?
The foreman. In the lawnmower?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Roy Calvinton.
Roy...
Calvinton.
Calvin's?
K-I-L, what was it? Calvinton, something like that. I know it's Calvinton.
Calvinton.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he'd go, and anybody come around, he'd always talk, you know, about Edna, how fast operator she was. And his wife didn't like her.
She got tired of hearing him brag.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well,
do you remember any of the other folks?
Dick Lau was a friend of his, you know, and him and Dick get together and he'd talk about me. And he would never go with anybody else. Well, you know, he was true to his wife, but when he come to Lansing, he'd always stop at Diamondale Seating.
Oh,
wasn't
that's
that
nice.
Nice?
That was very nice.
Yeah. And all the guys are dead now. I can't think. There was John, and there was this guy from Eaton Rapids. He was one of my boss. And him and his wife, I knew them real well. They were nice people.
Any of the women that you worked with can, that you remember?
Oh, yeah, I can remember them all. And Longmore, yeah, there was Florence Conley. She worked in the hen house.
And your what?
In the hen house, we call it.
Your hen house? What's that?
Assembling the lawnmowers together.
And they called it the hen house because it was all women?
Uh-huh.
love that.
Uh-huh. And then Mary Sutton worked there.
Okay.
And all Tristan there. Who all? I can't think of who all worked there. But I never liked to go on a line. You know, when they started the line, you know, they started with a line, these girls would, you know. And then when they borrowed me to go down there, I couldn't keep up with them, but let them get on the machine. But I went by them.
Oh, so when they switched, when they were on the production line where things are going by you and...
Yeah, well, they started. Fast. Yeah, man. And of course, I started on the machines.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, there's so many of them there. And there was Bessie Robinson there. And then there was... Archie worked there.
Who did?
Edna Welch.
Edna Welch?
Yeah.
Did you say Archie?
We called her Archie, yeah. And
I wonder if that was...
Don Welch's wife.
Hmm?
Her husband's name was Don. Wonderful.
My stepmother worked in the Navy Department, bomb fuses, and she had a sister named Archie. They were from Arkansas.
Yeah, they were.
And I'm trying to think what Archie's real name was. I only
Archie's name was Edna.
Okay. I guess
it was. A friend of mine.
Different woman, I guess. I just thought the nickname.
Her sisters worked there.
Hmm?
Her sisters worked there.
Did they?
Yeah. You think I can think of her name right now?
Well, anyway, okay, let's see here now. I've got lost myself here in my own memory. So you went from the lawnmower to the motor plant.
Yeah.
What did you do in the motor plant?
I worked on machines.
What were you producing or what were you working on?
Well, sometimes I had to make drills. You know, you put the thing in, your drill in, I mean your, not drills, but screws.
Okay.
And boy, that was rough on your hand.
Was it? Cut your hands up?
Yeah.
And you had
to
put...
wear gloves either.
Oh, and you were making drills?
We made screws, not drills, but screws.
You were making screws?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're putting something metal in.
A machine.
And it's cutting up a screw.
Threads on them.
Oh.
And then I worked on the machines. And then they wanted me to learn how to set up the jobs. That was, I'm not a setup person, I'll tell you that.
What goes, what do you have to do when you're a setup person?
Well, you put, like, running the lathe, I could do that good. You know how to go, put the blade in, you know, and do that. But when you set up millwright machines, well, you had these great big cutters, and you go two of them and get them together, you know. I wouldn't set that up. What if I did something? I'd seen one guy get hurt, and two of them. Anyway, I got off of that, and then I run the line, and there was about five machines. You know, I'd start, then I'd go right down that line and be back when the other one was ready to go quit. I was running that one line, but I liked it real well. And what was that guy's name? His name was Walt, his first time.
Walt?
I can't think of his last name now. I didn't know it. But he was a big guy. He was a nice guy to work for, too. People were really good. Nice. I never had a complaint about him.
That's great.
Never.
I'm just curious for a second on setup. Does that mean that you would get the machines ready for the day and something?
No, I had to run them.
You had to run them?
Yeah. And I'm not a set of, I tried to sharpen the grills and I could never sharpen them like I should. So, Mose, he worked on the big machines, the great big machines, and he'd sharpen them for me.
What were the working conditions like, say, when you started out in the Navy Department and then on through the lawnmower and into the motor plant? What
motor plant, we had a lot of compound we used.
Compound?
Yeah, and kept the machines from the drills getting hot, you know. And oh, that was a mess.
Was that a liquid or
yeah,
like
milk?
Like milk.
Yeah,
was it greasy or?
It was dirty.
Oh.
And then a lot of times we didn't watch and somebody spit in it. No kidding, I'm not lying.
I believe you, my dear. You were there, you saw it.
I remember.
So the compound, you put that on things so that they wouldn't get hot.
Yeah, they come through, you know. And it was, I liked the job. No matter where I went, I liked it. And so, I liked the people.
Good. So during the war, the women wore...
Slacks.
Slacks.
If you wore a dress, it wouldn't work. You had to wear something blue jeans or...
Slacks and a blouse.
I remember I got my black pants. They were like blue jeans, but they were black. You remember them?
Mm-hmm.
And I got them from Gordon's. Oh. A lot of us wore them.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Yeah, remember?
Mm-hmm. And a hat. Did you have to wear that hat?
The net. Yeah, just the net.
Oh, my mother had that blue hat that had like a snood, they called them,
yeah,
which was that net thing that
there.
Your hair went into. Uh-uh. Okay. You didn't have to wear that.
But you had to keep your face cleaned up.
You did.
Otherwise, you could fall or slip.
So it was slippery around where you were working?
You had to watch it, you know.
How would you clean up that grease whatever?
Well, if anything was on the floor, like the metal and stuff, you had to keep it clean.
Sweep it up.
Because that one old man in the press room, he let a scrap pile up on beside him, and he got up and he cut his wrist. He was a real old man.
Oh.
I can remember Robinson, I forgot how his first name was, but he was 80 years old, one of those machines. You should have seen that man.
He was good, huh?
Yeah. And then his grandson worked Ray Murray. And then there was the Southwells. You know them, don't you?
The who?
Southwell.
Southwells?
Yeah. Well, there was Dick and Ray. And their dad worked there. I remember their dad even. Isn't that something?
I think it's wonderful. That's, I think, one of the wonderful things about Rio, that it was family.
Yeah, it was. But there, afterwards, though, you couldn't get anybody in, your relatives, you know.
After what?
After the war, you know. My son was Bobby and Kenny. But Bobby, they wasn't going to hire him. I said, well, he's not my son. I raised him. His mother died, but I raised him. But they hired him because he wasn't
blood relative. They made that rule after the war?
Uh-huh.
Was that because so many men were coming back and needed their jobs back, you
I
think?
I don't know what it was.
I don't know either.
It was something that they wouldn't hire him. But then my son got hired in there, Kenny, and then Bobby stayed till they pulled it up.
Till what?
Till they pulled his shop.
Oh, until they went down in 75, 76, yeah. Okay, so you didn't have any relatives working there until later?
Until later.
Okay. Did they train you when you first went to work there?
No, I knew French presses and machines because I worked in the Wausau.
Oh.
See, I worked with machines.
So you could transfer.
I knew what I was doing.
Okay.
Yeah. And, then I went up the punch press afterward. I wanted to transfer. I liked the punch press.
Mm.
And I got up there after I left the motor plant.
Oh, this is... Now, you're out of the motor plant and you go to what department?
Punch press.
That was called a punch press department?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of product were you working on there?
Oh,
something to do with the trucks, I guess.
I can remember running boards.
Running boards?
They were heavy.
they were.
I had oil sticks.
Oil stick?
Mm-hmm. We need oil sticks for the oil.
Oh, where they would test the oil,
that
dipstick. Oh,
it.
Okay.
We made them.
Uh-huh.
And then I worked on the fenders, but I used to get so mad. I was short, see, and it's so hard when we had them packed up high.
Oh.
And
did they have anything for you to stand up on? Or?
I had some boards to stand on, a little platform I used.
I see.
And then one time I went out the press room, and the heavy press room and worked. They had me out there sometimes. But this one great big machine, I remember I had put both my hands in to get the parts in. And I had the trucker was bringing me two big boxes. You know what they were like. And he had them stacked together. Well, he hit that button. and that machine came down, I just got my arms out. I was so, I must have looked like I was about ready to pass out. Anyway, they put guards over them after that. So you push a button, but they couldn't forfeit it.
They should have had him in the first place, shouldn't they?
Well, they didn't think.
I didn't think anybody...
But that could have happened to a man, even, because when the trucker was bringing two boxes over, hit that button, boy, that was bad.
This is a box of parts that you were going to be working
yeah.
mm-hmm. on the press mm-hmm. with. Okay.
But that really scared me.
My dear, I guess so.
But,
I guess so. So that was a safety concern. Doesn't sound like now with OSHA, everything is looked at
yeah.
carefully, but it wasn't then. It
wasn't then, no.
So safety
and
wasn't
then. We had those old belts, you know, to run the machine.
Oh,
big
yeah?
Wide belt, leather belt, you know.
Did they ever
and
break?
And they had to put oil and stuff on them to make them go sometimes.
So
know?
They wouldn't dry up, and so
yeah.
they. Did you? Did they ever break or cause.
No, they didn't.
They never
broke.
Did. They
no,
were kept oiled.
But you think back how they run all those machines, you know, they were old ones.
Oh, I know they had old machinery
yeah,
there at the shop.
But it was something. And the people there, there was, let's see, what was the girl's name? There was two or three women there besides me. And they're gone, too.
In the punch press room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hazel Moss was one of them.
Hazel Moss.
Uh-huh. And Ruth Schaefer. She died. Hazel's gone. But you look back, all those girls are gone.
Doesn't seem real, does it?
Doesn't seem possible.
That's what I mean.
And then yeah. when they are, a lot of them got something wrong with their mind.
Yeah. Oh. So how long were you in the punch press room?
Till I retired.
Till you retired. So
and then I worked in the canteen store at noon.
Oh, you
did?
Morning.
Oh, yes.
Well, tell me first of all how... So how many years do you think you would have been in punch press before you retired?
Oh, Lord, I must have been there 10 years anyway.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, that was the last job I had.
Was it? And so you retired, do you think, what year?
Well, let's see, I was 88, now I'm, and I retired when I was 56, so that'd be 36 years under. What year would that be then?
Well, see, I don't know what year you hired in.
42.
Oh, 42. I do too know.
Yeah.
You told me that. You hired in 42 and you were gone in 56. That's 14 years. So you worked at the Rio for 14 years.
32 years, I think.
32 years.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's wrong with mine? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Don't
you left
bad.
It. I've got the wrong figure. You hired in 42.
Yeah.
And you were there 32 years.
Yeah.
70.
I retired.
So you retired in 74.
Yeah, just before they...
Just a couple of years before they went down.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you retired, what happened?
Oh, I helped. It's probably three people that are all different ones that... I'm setting up on their antiques to help work with the antiques. I like antiques.
Do you?
I did. Well, I sold all my stuff to the deal I got here.
Oh, that's gorgeous. So what was I going to ask you? Oh, when you retired, did you get your benefits, retirement benefits?
Yeah, I got $350 for a few, not too long, because then it went down to
for a few months anyway?
Yeah, well, yeah.
2 years maybe, or a year?
About a year, a little over a year probably.
Yeah, I think
then they got $189.
Oh.
So that, and now we, and then we got our insurance paid too, you know. And then we had an insurance policy too. And they took that away from them. And a lot of these old people, I should say old, I'm old too, but anyway, I say that's what they were older than I was. And they gave up their policy, insurance, their own, because they figured they had real. Well, then they don't have nothing. I feel I'm sorry for a lot of these.
When they went bankrupt,
yeah.
Nobody had anything.
They lost everything.
Their investment for
their pension
fund.
And everything. Well, look what you get, $189. My Blue Cross is $500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
My rent's $500, back at $2. So where does it go? You don't get that much in Social Security.
I'll say not.
So I feel sorry for a lot of these people. I sold my home, so I'm not hurting that bad, but I don't want to spend it all.
But you can get along. Yeah.
But they, in the Blue Cross, will probably go up again.
Oh, insurance is getting so scary.
But you've got to have it.
I was with some friends this noon, and they have to carry their own insurance, and they're in their 80s, and it's
bad,
500
it?
And some a month just to carry insurance.
Yeah, mine is 500. But when I was in that hospital for 3.5 months, and the doctors and doctors, I don't know how many doctors I had, I never had to pay a penny.
And you had what?
I never had to pay a penny for me.
Your insurance took care of it?
Every
penny. Oh, how wonderful.
And
you have a good policy.
X-rays of every.
Great. Oh, yeah, and just your daily keep, board and room, and then tests and medications. What would you say, looking back, about the safety at Rio?
Well, I think a lot of it they could have did better on the safety. One man got caught in a grinder, and then one of the double grinders, and that, he got hurt real bad. And then I seen this man down the motor plant, and of course he had sleeves on. You're not supposed to wear sleeves, but he had a big drill press about like that.
Oh.
A drill. And he was running that machine, he got caught right in it. You know, I seen it happen, and you suppose I could even yell.
You were probably frozen.
Well, I was. And my setup man, I forget what his name was, he was a sweet old man, but he was a ultra old guy. And he called me out. He said, "You should have yelled or gone over and turned it off." I said, "I couldn't." I've seen people get hurt, you know, and you're not supposed to be wearing long sleeves.
Because
or any rings, even.
No rings, no sleeves.
No rings. I never wore a ring.
And long hair that might get into something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those rings are dangerous. When you,
oh, I would
when
think
you
so.
The drill press.
Catch them on a part of the drill?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So you're thinking
they
that
they didn't follow through on that either, widow.
They didn't.
And then you know we're supposed to wear sweaters when we hired in the Navy.
How could you do that without long sleeves?
Well, I mean sweaters. You know, the women weren't supposed to wear sweaters.
Oh, you weren't supposed to wear sweaters.
No.
Because of the long sleeves.
No,
just because.
Just because.
Somebody made that rule.
Yeah.
Was it cold in the Navy Department?
No, it wasn't cold in there, but it's just that we weren't supposed to wear that. And then on top of that, one time one woman, I can't think of her name now, but she came to, that was in the lawnmower, she came to work with a backless, you know how we used to
a
wear
a halter kind of thing?
And they sent her home.
Oh,
you think back what they did then, news.
Well, there had to be lots of funny things happening, too, over the years.
I mean, it was nice, though. I enjoyed every bit of it.
And the people
I never hated going to work. I like my job.
You've got to go to work instead of I have to go to work.
Yeah.
And so, as I have experienced, so many of you ladies especially have stayed together over the years, stayed in touch with one another.
Oh, I did see with Archie, a very good friend. And Edna Pratt, and Vern Conley, and when the others were alive, we used to get together, Betsy Robinson, and there was Florence Bullock, and I used to...
What was her name?
Florence Bullock. She worked in the...
Florence Bullock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her husband was Earl Bullock. He worked in the...
Something like B-U-L-O-C-K?
Pipeline, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I shouldn't say it, but I used to get kind of mad at her.
Really? Why was that?
Oh, I don't know, the way she was, you know. You come through here!
We're talking now with Jean...
Dreise.
And she's a friend of Edna's, and her father did the electrical work on the Arioles home at Maine and Washington. And Edna said that she went in the house before it was torn down.
Yeah.
Tell me what it looked like.
Oh, that was something to see. Oh, it was a beautiful home.
Oh, I know. It was gorgeous.
It was just a shame they tore it down.
I'd like to go through the Dodge home because my mother used to play there when she was a little girl. She was,
I went with that guy.
She was a friend of the Dodgers.
The grandson I went with.
Oh, yeah.
I used to go with him years ago.
I went to school with Franklin and his brother.
Is that right?
What did the house look like inside, the Olds Mansion?
Well, I can remember the bar room upstairs. They hadn't started tearing it down, but they let me go through it. And I couldn't get over the laundry room down the basement.
Why is that?
It was such a big place, and the big mangles, the iron mangles that they did, the iron the tablecloths and everything.
Sheets.
Probably. I just couldn't get over all that stuff. I mean, to me, it was, I'd never seen anything like that.
Well, honey, I've got to run and get this
ice
cream.
Well, I just wanted you to rest a minute.
The ballroom upstairs, did it have that big pipe organ?
Yeah, it
in
did
one
at
wall?
The time, yeah. But it was so, you know, empty otherwise, you know. But I couldn't understand
everything was gone.
The ballroom upstairs.
Yeah, well, that's the way they used to do it.
Yeah.
The house was empty?
Yeah.
Were the rooms large?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've got a picture at the museum of a room that Mr. and Mrs. Olds are sitting in, and the two girls are sitting there, and it looks to me like it might have been a library room, and it looked like it had a bay window.
Yeah.
And I saw a fireplace.
Yeah.
I wonder if that faced the front of the house.
I don't know. I don't remember now.
I used to go by it all the time when I was a kid to walk downtown.
And then one that, remember that one on Washington and Logan, Oakland, that big white house? We had a sale there. And Mr. Olds, you better turn that off. I don't want to tell.
What I want to ask is, when you retired in 74, by that time, how much were you making a week? When you hired in 42, you were making $40 a week.
Yeah,
I wanted
I think
to see.
Was it
how that changed?
Or what? I don't know. Somebody's wrong. Probably $100 a week, anyway.
How much?
$100 a week or more.
So that was the difference
That's
between 42
work.
And
yeah.
74.
Mm-hmm.
And they took things out of your pay, like for insurance and that sort of thing. I suppose.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
The Blue Cross, your union.
In your
union wasn't that much, you know, then they
wasn't it? The union wasn't.
And anyway. We had that to pay, and then our health insurance, we paid some of it. Now.
They paid some, and you paid
some.
Mm-hmm. Did
now
you ever...
you pay it off.
Mm-hmm. what about the real clubhouse? So many people had activities in the clubhouse.
When I was little, I used to go there with the movies years ago. And then we had the Christmas party one time, and Well, he and I was the one that cut the ribbon. I know him. Awful nice guy. He was from the front.
Cut the ribbon for?
What was his name?
Worked in the front office? Worked in the offices?
Yeah. He's a Herm Everhardus.
Oh, I have heard that name.
Yeah, he come to me.
Yeah.
And him and I, we typed... cut the ribbon for that party.
Oh, I see.
He was a nice guy. He died. They all died.
Yeah.
Sad
to say. Sad to say to lose folks.
You heard of him.
So you haven't heard of who?
Ever heard of.
I have heard that name.
Uh-huh.
I know
he's real
I have.
Active. He,
was
he come around the shop a lot, factory even. More so in, like Farrah Lagerstager.
Did you ever work with Carl, or did he ever come through the motor plant?
Claire?
Mm-hmm.
He was my boss when I first hired him.
Claire was?
I told him I was mad at him one time, and I said, if you want me to run it like a punch press, I will. You know, and get production all.
He didn't like the way you were running?
No, he didn't. I was the one complaining, because
they
had the rate, you know, and... I did work fast, and I got it. I didn't make any difference, but I was mad at him. He talked to me anyway. He was down to earth at one time.
You could talk to him.
Yeah, then. And then we had, what was his name? Schultz. From Wausau. He was the boss there. One time, he was a little short guy. And they were, this one guy was going to beat him up. He was mad at Floyd. Floyd Schultz.
Schultz was mad at somebody?
No, and this guy was mad at Schultz.
Oh, somebody was mad at
him. He was going to beat him up.
Oh.
So he had to have plant protection to take him out.
Oh.
All these guys would get mad at these bosses.
They thought they were pushing them too hard for production or this or that.
Yeah.
Oh, and they threatened him and he had to have plant protection.
So he had plant protection taking them out.
So about activities there, I have, there were dances, bowling, there was the radio station, movies, that sort of thing. And did you take part in some of these things?
Well, just the, when we had the dances and stuff like that, and then we had a, like a bazaar or something, and people would think, some of these guys could really build cabinets and really build beautiful things.
They were skilled.
Yeah, they were. And I knew, I can't tell you the name, but I knew him real well. But he could really fill cabinets or something. And we'd have that, and then people would buy stuff there.
At the bazaar, people would bring in things they'd made or whatever?
Yeah, from the reel. Everything was brought in from the reel.
Was that done in the clubhouse?
Yeah, it was a big doing.
Like once a year maybe?
Yeah.
Or?
No, we didn't have it too often.
I see.
But I can remember this one year, you know. Yeah. But like I say, like Artis Papp, and she was a wonderful person.
I've heard so many good things about her.
Yeah.
We've met her and talked with her several times at some of the Real Girls Luncheons, and we wanted to interview her, and she was perfectly willing. But we didn't know it, but she was ill at the time, and she was having to go for treatments every so often. And it seemed like every time we'd get a date set, she'd
like
have to...
family. You know, you could go up and talk to her. Yeah. She's just a wonderful person.
Is that right?
I've been over to her place and coffee, and one time I bought a settee from her, and I sold it to my niece, and she still got it.
Well, and you mentioned movies.
Well, that's when I was a kid that we used to go to the movies there.
You had somebody that worked there that could take you? Or didn't it matter?
Didn't matter, evidently. I don't know. I had a cousin that worked in a, his name was Ray Burhams, and he worked in a checking account. He was a big shot there. But I didn't, never see him, even after I worked with the, started to work at the Real.
Oh, is that right?
He's gotten a lot older than I was, you know.
I'm sorry, what was his name again?
Ray Burhams.
Burhans?
Yeah.
B-U-R-H-A-N-S? Probably. The reason I'm asking you about spelling is somebody types this
Burhams.
Up. Burhams.
Yeah, not
with
him.
An M.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be listening to this and then trying to type this, and if they have no idea how to spell names, it's difficult for them. So I try to get that straight.
But it was a good place to work. I liked it.
Can you remember anything, we've talked about some of it, but anything that was really funny that happened or something that was serious and was a problem?
Well, I used to, when we, I don't really remember, but this was during the war, and this gal, Barb, she's out on the highway, she was from Owasso, too. Anyway, her husband was in the service. And anybody wore, you know, high heels with straps around, they weren't good girls. In the damn pool, her husband, Barb had to go and talk to the minister or whatever, the chaplain, I should say, when he was in service, because he was going to leave Barb for this girl. And here he is knocking me. I never did like him, Ray and Barb. It comes to me, but right now I can't think of it. But, you know, people talk, and then the poor girl, her's going to lose her husband. Well, she talked to the chaplain, and everybody got it straightened out. They ended up back together again.
Mm.
But
and he was away in the service during this time, and she was there working.
Yeah, but here she thought he was a prince, and here he was.
And he was
going to leave her for this other woman.
Oh, mercy.
But anybody wore a strap, high heels, they were no good.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's funny.
It is funny.
That meant you were kind of a loose woman.
I was a wild woman.
Tell me, did you wear, never mind, I won't ask.
No, that was cute.
Yeah.
But he did. She told me about it, and then after that, I let her know. But, oh, there were so many nice guys and people at the press room even, you know, and different ones. Then I got wrote up one time.
Why?
I got wrote up.
Why?
Because I didn't get wrote up, but this guy did. He was a neighbor of mine, Jerry Ellman. And Louis wrote him up because he stopped and talked to me for a few minutes.
Jerry?
Ellman, A-L-L.
M-A-N?
Yeah, M-A-N, yeah.
Okay, and Louis wrote him up because he stopped
Louis
to chat with you?
Well, he see him talking to me, and Louis was always trying to get after me anyway, get me mad.
Really?
Yeah, he just did it on purpose.
But was that his idea of fun?
Yeah, it was for him. He just, I'd get so mad at him sometimes.
Louis Garcia?
Yeah. And then him and Lee, Larry Lee, they'd set up and get me mad.
Larry Lee
in Owosso. I didn't know him in Owosso, but he was from Owosso too, you know. But no, you think back how they would get me so mad. And then my boss, Elmer Alvine, when I left, he's my boss.
Alvine?
Alvine, A-U, I don't know how to spell his name. Elmer.
Just say it again for me.
Alvine, I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
Anyway, he wrote me up the last day I worked. I quit early. Of course, I had about 3 weeks production ahead. And so everybody was going to shut the machine. Even the tool room was going to shut down.
Tool crib.
Tool crib, yeah. They were going to all shut down on account of how you write me up. They were for me.
They were going to do that in sympathy with you.
For me, yeah. That showed who the friends were.
Well, I guess. Well, why in the world did he want to write you up?
Oh, just to show he was the boss. And, you know, he had enough gall. I used to go, he let me go to credit union, and he'd borrow money from me. But that was all right. But if I, the last day, I figured, well, I can do what I want to do, you know?
Sure.
And he writes me up. But you know what happened?
No.
They tore it up in my office, Larry Lee and Jack Harris. And then they tore it up in the front.
Oh, so nothing happened on
nothing
that account.
Nothing happened on that. But can you imagine me getting wrote up after all
no,
these years?
No, after 34 years, 32 years.
Oh
dear.
Yeah,
well, looking back on the Rio Motor Car Company, what are your impressions? When you look back, what do you think about? What do you means the most to you?
Well, it meant so much to me to have that job. To get that, you know. And then it meant so much that the people were, you'd liked every one of them. They were all nice people.
Like family, they went to bat for
you.
And
I used to go through the whole plant and take up the collections.
Oh, for?
Like Ray Reed died, what's his name? I can't think of his name, and he was such a nice guy. He's some kind of a machine repairman or something. And I went and got collections for him. And then one time, a Janet Laws, her name was, her husband died. And, you know, money was tight.
Yes.
And so I went to the plant and got her some money. And then she could buy some clothes for the kids for the funeral for their dad. But I did do that too.
You were the one that went around and took up the collections.
Yeah, I always did.
Obviously, you were well liked if people were willing
to
donate.
Yeah, they gave to me. And then when we had to take up for the bond, you know,
for the what?
Bonds, we took up for saving bonds, you know.
Oh, the
World War II.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'd go, and we'd have so much taken out of our checks, see.
For the bond, yeah.
Yeah. And one time I went to this one guy, and he says, well, he really couldn't afford it. And I said, well, if you put a quarter in a week would help. And he did. Everybody put in so much, you know.
What they could.
And so that was a nice deal, you know. But then they had a big banquet, but I never went to it. I figured, well, why didn't they use that money instead of entertainment, you know. I didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
And then... what else? There was something else I would tell you.
And it had a family feel because people would be there to stick up for you or support you if you needed it and to be friends.
Oh, yeah. I gave people money that really needed it. I never told anybody that, but not a lot, but even $10.
Even $5 or $10 helps a lot. Mm-hmm. You could buy more with it then.
Yeah.
And you can.
But one guy got fired. I felt so bad. And
you didn't think it was.
I didn't think he should have got fired.
Shouldn't have gotten fired.
Was that he worked on the paint line? And I thought he was doing all right, but they fired him. And his wife was sick, and I felt so bad. I did give him some money.
Well, that was really good of you.
And
I bet he
probably appreciated it.
He appreciated it, and more than the money, it's the idea that
somebody reached
out to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you stop and think about different things.
You said something about working in a canteen after you
retired. Yeah, I worked in the morning and at night, and then at afternoon at Wednesday.
Was that at the Rio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that. How'd you happen to start doing that?
Oh, they needed some help, so I did it. I got started, and then I didn't quit until I retired.
Was this
this was in the
building?
In the press room.
In the press room. And the canteen is what?
The canteen was filled with hot coffee and snuff and
candy bars or sandwiches or something?
Mm-hmm.
And did you go around with a cart to the different workstations?
No, I just worked in the window with the...
There was a room for it.
We had a place for it. And I think his name was Miller that I worked with. He was a nice guy, too. But I helped.
Now, this was after you retired and you went back?
No, that was when I was
before.
Working.
Oh.
See, I had my production ahead, so I stuck out a little over there.
And you could do that in those days. Get your production ahead, and then you could go and do this.
Not all the time, but I did that.
But sometimes. That's interesting, because, nowadays everybody has their job, and they're not allowed to go help that guy, because that's not their classification.
Then one time, some of these maintenance men, now, one of them worked with Bobby, and he says, if it hadn't been for your mother, he says, that was in the press room, he says, I don't know what I'd have done.
They didn't
show them how to run these machines.
Put them on it, not show them how to run it?
Yeah, you're supposed to make it out all right. Well, I showed a lot of people. And then when I left, I had 3 weeks of production I gave Elmer. And then he had to call to write me up.
He did it just to show off. Well, it sounds like it.
He got out to my house even. Why, he come out to see me, but he did. I was married. But he came out and visited.
Did you marry somebody from Rio?
No, he was from the Fish of Body.
Oh, okay.
Dick Raymond. You ever hear Maury Raymond?
What was it? Maury?
Yeah, Raymond.
Now, whereabouts in Fisher did he work?
He was superintendent over the... where was it? Well, he retired when I...
He retired when you did?
No, he retired before I did.
Oh, I see.
He bought a tavern in Maple Rapids, and then his wife died and left him with 3 little kids. And I had 2. He adopted my 2, and we raised them, and I've been married, would have been married over 54 years. The kids, I've known their mother, they know, and they're good to me. Very, very good kids.
So you have five children that look up for you.
Yeah, they take me wherever I want to go. If I have to go to the doctor, I don't have to worry about how to get there.
That's wonderful. That means so much.
And when I was there for 3.5 months, those kids were there every day. They said they'd never seen a family that was there
so together.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, have you got any last thoughts or something you wanted to share with me that I haven't even thought about?
Well, I think I told you pretty...
It's been wonderful. I have really appreciated it. But sometimes I think maybe there was something more that they wanted to share that I didn't touch on or didn't think to ask.
Like in the Navy now, in our dining room, we had a piano there, and I can't think of this black guy, but he could really play the piano. We had a ball. And then they used to go across that tavern across the street. What was their name?
Right across from the Rio?
Yeah.
Yeah, right there on Baker?
Oh, not Baker, no. This
Washington?
Is on Washington.
On Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The Navy Department was down at that end.
Yeah.
Washington,
in
the corner of Baker.
And we used to go over there, and some of them were drinking about 2 months. Well, you think about different things, you know, but, they were all a bunch of nice people. I mean, they would help you. And I see them now, younger guys, you know, they all remember me.
That's great.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, it is. You made a good impression there.
Just like when I went down there to that parade. Wasn't that something?
Yes.
I just loved that.
I did too.
And I see
the real parade.
I didn't see very many people I knew. And this one guy, I was walking down Washington by the railroad tracks. He says, Edna Raymond. And I didn't know him from Adam. But he said he was a stock chaser, you know, delivery stock. And he says, I was so fussy. I had to have it just right. Because that's the only way you can make productive.
So you knew exactly where to reach for something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
But he remembered that.
Isn't that interesting?
They all remember Edna.
Well, I'm so hopeful of Rio Town being a place now that people will come to and try to, you know, because Rio was so important to the history of this town,
oh,
and
yes.
So many people don't realize it.
No, they don't realize it.
No, they don't. No. And that gave people employment, it gave them hope, it gave them, they could start building a house, educate their kids because of Rio.
It was something.
And I have sometimes visitors at the museum and they'll say, What was Rio? Where was that?
Is that right?
And what did they make? And you want to go,
oh.
Well, I thank you so much, Edna. I really appreciate getting your memories on tape, and we'll
really
treasure having them at the museum.